my jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone. Oh, and by the way, the suit, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought it. Hey, lady. Wake up.
You're right, I shouldn't have done that. It was wrong to kiss you, but he said
wake
you up gently.
You're right.
You might remember me from the cab. Remember? Bada boom. Big bada boom.
Boom?
Boom, big bada boom in the cab here. Look, like, I drive a cab, this is me. Corbin Dallas. Corbin, you understand? Here. You take it, go ahead. You can call me when you learn how to speak English. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. And you, what is your name?
You.
Corbin?
Illuminale che tare bella mina c'hai, e patte se bat.
Good. That whole thing's your name, huh? Do you have a shorter name?
Not you. Short.
Hey, Lou.
Corbin. She's a supreme being?
Absolutely sure.
Old friends.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Listen, do you think you could ask her if I could have the gun back, please?
What's your name?
Corbin Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. Dallas, for all your help. Thank you so much. You've been so kind, but now the girl needs some rest because she's been on a long trip.
Yes, I know. I was there when she landed.
Hey, wait.
Listen, she said something that I didn't understand. Well, I didn't understand any of it, but... What does ectogamut mean?
Never without my permission.
That's what I thought. I shouldn't have kissed her.
The bridge is an empty place without a hurrah. Thing stuck in you. you're real. You're my fantasy turned into reality. Of all the Enterprise crew, know that I love only you.
Yeah, well, all the Star Trek fans, you know where they work out. The he's dead, Jim. Over here.
Loud drone. Thank you very much.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, every Star Trek episode ever played. Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to seek out new life, to build big ratings, to boldly go where no sponsor has gone before. Oh, only dogs can hear that note, ladies and gentlemen. Captain's log, stardate, 3624.6. Carry the four. We are proceeding along neutral territory, looking at Romulan's airspace, looking for Nazis, rock monsters, doomsday machines, any darn trouble we can get into. I assembled every important person that ever appeared in Star Trek. Captain, Jim, Boom, Spock, damn it! Jim, Boom, Spock,
Captain.
Damn it, Spock! Bones. Captain! Jim! Bones. Who'd I leave out? Chekhov. Captain. Chekhov. Didn't you write some plays in the mid-1800s? Aye, Captain. We're approaching a planet. It's green, it's round, it's got lumps on it. We've got to go down and investigate. Spock!
Jim.
Bones. Jim! We've got to beam down. It's a very dangerous enterprise. There could be mystery, murder, death, unknowns, great unknowns. We don't know what's going to happen. It is extremely dangerous. So naturally, I will take with me every single important person. We all have to go down together, stay as a group. One big target. And Yeoman Smith. Gee, I wonder who's going to die. Beating down. Captain. Jim. See that green glowing glob over there? Yeoman Smith, check it out. We're going to turn our backs and talk for a minute. Jim, Captain. Spock, Bones. He's dead, Jim. Good. Beaming up to the planet. We lost Yeoman Smith. Oh well. We have 434 other yeomans to go. Thank you very much.
I have good news for Star Trek fans. You probably heard they're making another film that's already made. In fact, it's coming out, called Star Trek IV. They're already working on another film. They've signed Shatner. Perhaps we'll get real celebrities to play the other roles. We'll now take you aboard the Enterprise, Star Trek V, in search of cash. William Shatner at the helm. Captain's log. Stardate 2, 4, 76.5. Something strange has happened. Since passing through a cosmic cloud, I've notice a peculiar change in the behavior of my crew, although their faces seem the same. The personalities have altered, yet somehow they seem familiar. I don't know what to do. Kirk out. Mr. Chekhov, Warp Factor 1.
Well, excuse me, sir. Huh? Yes, I'm sorry. Chekhov is in the sick bay. Mort's are getting noise. Oh, Mindy, nice day. Huh? Oh, down, Mr. Happy. Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. It's my console again, acting very strangely. Here's little Downs with spinning legs are going.
All right, Mort. O'Hara! Put him on the screen. Mr. Spock. Analysis, please. Ah! Okie dokie! Let me get a closer look. You got me, boss! Spock, what's the matter with you? Use your instruments.
Oh, yeah. What am I, an idiot? Uh-oh, it looks like I'm being followed. Captain
Uhura, try to raise communication. I don't know what's happening. But when I get back from sickbay, I want some answers. Psst. Psst. Sickbay. Psst. Bones. Bones. We must talk. The ship is being pursued through a neutral zone by an unknown vessel. And my crew has all gone mad. Over 400 men and women on board, and yet I feel I've known to talk to but you, Bone. You gotta help. Well, 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 looky here, the looks like the old cabin's getting a little paranoid. Bones, you don't understand. My ship is in danger. I don't need rest. I need my crew.
Contrary, Jimmers, I do understand.
You
Doc's got the perfect solution. Just swallow this little pill. You'll be an Alpha Centauri without leaving the ship.
Captain, get a breath.
Bones, don't leave sickbay. Spock, status report.
Okie dokie. I don't know what happened, Captain. I took a quick trip to the can. When I got back, we were surrounded.
Evasive action. Check off, War Factor 1. Check off. Get a hold of yourself.
I'll never ask.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Yes, Mr. Sulu, what is it?
Yes, Captain, it's Sulu. I'm down the transporter room. I'm a little nauseous right now, actually. Yes, these stars going by incredibly fast, you know, and I wasn't built for space. I think I put that on my resume, you know. I know a very busy man who will try my personal problems. The actual problem is that the transporter will not shut off. And, well, it's beaming aboard everything within range, sir. I got mess down here. I got rocks and trees and tribbles and antimatter. My Uncle Heshy, it's crazy down here.
Thank you, Zulu. My transporter's being run by a Jew.
Scotty! Scotty, damn it, man, what's going on down there? I need more power.
Takes get me warm factor.
All right, he's such a baby.
What's happening to my ship?
Uhura, put this maniac alien on the screen. I want to know who's responsible. I'm James
T. Kirk, the Starship Enterprise.
I want to know who you are.
What do you want with my ship?
A surprise party. I'll kill you! It's space busting time, everybody! Get out of here! Captain, you're a maniac. I love it about you. Yes? Greetings, members of the human feces. This here is General Kang, and I'll be your conqueror for today. This is my crew. Say hello, fellas.
Gang, I don't know who you think you're dealing with.
Oh, you slut. Quite frankly, Cap, we don't want your puny ship. As a matter of fact, we're going to blast out of space here in a couple of seconds. But first of all, fellas, what do you say we give the hero here a little Zaporuski, hmm?
Kang. Kang.
Spot, take the helm.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Okay. Chekhov? Warp factor 90. Uhura, get that bozo off my screen. Uhura!
What, are you kidding me? Hey, I tell you, no respect. Look at things in command with his ship, the guy with the ears. I tell you. Turn down the lights, crank up the tunes. It's military!
Thank you all very much. It's been a great audience.
Just 3 days or 4, but Argo doesn't want us anymore. Lying in our treat potion, guaranteed to cause one fart. She came home with no uniform and an oddly cheerful heart, and a painful way of walking with her feet a yard apart. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shortly there for just 3 days or four. Into the planet's main communications net. Now every time someone calls up on an Argotilla screen, the flesh is there, but the clothes they wear are nowhere to be seen. And we're banned from Argo, everyone. Banned from Argo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or four, but Argo doesn't want us anymore. Our doctor loves humanity. Private life is quiet. The shore police arrested him for inciting forest riot. They found him in the city jail, locked on and deemed him free. Intact, except for hickeys and six kinds of ED. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or four. Plants, and the plants all love him too. He took some down on leave with him, and he wondered what they do. Till the planetary governor called and swore upon his life that a gang of plants entwined his house and then seduced his wife. And we're banned from Margo, everyone. Banned from Margo just for having a little fun. We spent a jolly shore leave there for just 3 days or four.
Of the Starship Booby Prize. Its 5-year mission? To sell t-shirts, toy phasers, plastic communicators, and anything else we can think of. To seek out new life in old plots and complications. To boldly go where everyone has gone before.
Star Trek.
Captain's log, stardate 6935.2. We are in orbit around the planet Schwartz.
Engineering to Captain Jerk. Engineering to Captain Jerk.
Jerk here. What is it, Snotty?
Captain, the warp drive engines are generating excess antimatter. The pods are overloading now. If it continues at this rate, how can it be responsible for the safety of the ship?
I want answers, mister.
Well, I tried shoving a wiener in the warp drive, but it didn't do a bit of good. by the by, would you have a wee bit of mustard up on the bridge?
Mr. Schlock?
No mustard, Captain.
Analysis, Schlock?
It would appear that Lieutenant Snot is about to eat wiener without mustard.
As always, your logic is impeccable, Mr. Schlock. Dr. McGoy?
I'm a doctor, not a scriptwriter!
Sensors, Mr. Schlock?
Computer data coming in now. It's exactly what we need, Jim. A colossal negative space turkey of infinite power coming right at us at warp factor 11.
Commence evasive action, Mr. Lulu.
Yes, Captain Jack.
Evasive action's ineffective, Captain. The turkey is turning with us and closing rapidly.
Estimated time of impact?
Approximately 16.24 seconds, Captain. Then again, I could be a little off.
Readings, Mr. Schlock.
Off the scale, Captain. I have not encountered this phenomenon before.
Damage report, Lieutenant Minora. Bridge to engineering.
Snot here, Captain.
What's not there, Snotty?
I said Snot here, Captain.
Snotty, give me full power. Get us out of here fast.
Ach, I cannot do it. The toilets are backed up into the warp drive mechanism. It'll take time to make repairs.
Fascinating.
What, Mr. Schlock?
The program's almost over, and you haven't yet found an alien to fall in love with.
Recommendation?
I'd suggest we beam down to the planet's surface and hang out, Captain.
Logical, Mr. Schlock. Perfectly logical. Mr. Lulu, you've got the con.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
Into the elevator, Mr. Schlock. Elevator, transporter room.
I'm fine. How are you?
Elevator, I said transporter room.
I'm fine. How are you?
No, forget
I'm
it.
Fine.
Elevator
How
to engineering.
You?
Beam us down from here, Snotty.
Aye, aye, Captain. You're locked on coordinates. No.
Energize, Mr. Snot.
Remarkable.
What do you make of it, Mr. Schlock?
There is no record of any such civilization as this on the planet Schwartz, Capitan.
Look, Schlock, here comes a car, and feast your Vulcan squinties on that driver.
Far out, Captain Jerk.
Looks like the Starfleet's in. Want a lift, sailor?
As a matter of fact, I do. Well, I'll say goodbye here, Schlock. Now you'll have what you've always wanted, command of the booby prize.
And you'll have what you always wanted, Jimbo.
And what is that, Mr. Schlock?
A bleach blonde in red convertible on planet Schwartz.
Right on, Schlock. Say bye-bye to Starfleet Command for me, and I'll see you on Hollywood Squares.
Bye-bye, Jim.
Say, Space Fox, what's your sign?
Oh, dangerous curves.
I thought he'd never leave. Schlock to booby prize.
Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
What's not there, Lieutenant Snot?
I said Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
That's Captain Schlock.
Aye?
And make it one to beam up.
Stardate 3.142857... forget about it. This is Captain Quirk on the Starship Intercourse, thrusting its way through space on another penetrating mission.
Captain, what's that in space ahead?
Huh? Oh, no, it's another space turkey. Darn this solar system anyway. Nothing but space turkeys. Get the phasers on that bird.
Captain, all the stars have gone out.
No, you fool, you've leaned on the button. Turn the viewer back on. Now get the phasers on that bird.
I am an angel of the Lord.
Yeah! Ah, that baked him good.
Oh, wow, it looks just like Thanksgiving out there.
Don't think about it, Lieutenant Hunky.
I can't help thinking about it. Last Thanksgiving was rotten. Just that food supplement pill with turkey written on it. It's not the same, Captain, it's not the same.
Turn off the view screen. We're out here and this is where we are.
Why can't I think about it? I'm an officer, too.
You've got enough to think about. You've got a whole dashboard to take care of.
Captain, the space turkey has knocked us slightly off course.
Well, Lemon?
It's Lenine, sir.
Now, we must get back on course.
It's Lenine, sir. Did you hear me say that?
Linen. We must get back on course.
Yes, sir. We must get back on course. Do you want to check the reading?
Yes. Let me see. The quick brown fox.
That is the wrong reading.
Huh?
Take this.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yes. Now, my communicator. Get me engineering.
That's my box, Captain.
Pardon me, Lieutenant Ubangi. Allow me to apologize profusely.
Just take your hands off my box.
Captain?
Yes, Mark.
May I remind you that since we are traveling at a rate of warp factor 3, that our collision with that turkey 38 seconds ago has put us 15 billion miles off course.
Well, good heavens, Smock, why wasn't I told of this earlier? This is the captain speaking. Connect me with engineering.
I'm sorry, but that line is busy.
This is the captain. Give me engineering.
I'm sorry, sir, but that line is busy.
but I have a direct line. I'm the captain. Operator. Operator. Operator! Did you hear that, Smock? Are my people putting me on?
I don't know, sir. As you know, I am a Vulgarian, and jokes are beyond me.
That's the first time I've ever heard him laugh. We must contact engineering. My God, 15 billion miles off course.
23 billion miles off course now, sir, if my calculations are correct.
Huh?
And they always are.
This is the captain speaking. Give me engineering.
Here, try some of this.
I'll try some of that.
Would you blow up my
This is the captain speaking.
Who is it?
It's the captain. We're 23 billion miles off course.
29 billion.
29 billion. Operator? Operator!
I'm sorry, sir, but that line is boozy.
Smock, they don't realize what a mess we're in. 29 billion miles off course.
Captain, this is engineering. Lieutenant Limey speaking. Do you realize we're 34 billion miles off course?
Limey, I just called you. What's going on down there?
Captain, according to my calculations, we're 38 billion miles off course.
Thank you, Smock.
Why are you pinching your eyes together, Captain? It doesn't help the situation, nor does it have any physiological effect. Highly illogical behavior. You Earth people.
Captain, where did you go? We're 45 billion miles off course.
I'm still here, Limey. Lieutenant Ubangi, have the computer compute course correction coordinates. Engineering, curse creation, engineering, standby.
It's about time, Captain. By now we must be 52 billion miles off course. We're traveling faster than light, you know.
Lieutenant Ubangi, where are the course readings? Where? Lieutenant Ubangi, where the hell did she go?
She went to church, sir.
Church? She can't be. It's Tuesday afternoon.
It's her sect, you know.
I am aware of her sex, Lieutenant.
No, her sect. Her sect. She's a monk with a poolele. You know, kimiwaki to la.
When will it ever end?
Captain, all the stars have gone out.
Lieutenant Hunky, if you lean on that button once more, I will have you ejected into hyperspace through the garbage chute. Take over the controls, Smock. I'll find Lieutenant Ubangi myself.
Aye, aye, sir.
Let's see. Where did she go now?
She's in the ship's apps.
The ship's what?
The chapel. The meditation area. Although I personally find religion highly illogical.
Well, I'll have to take the elevator down. Oh, these problems. Let's see, I'm never on this level. Maybe it's in here.
Oh, Wally! Oh, Wally!
You can't do that in there.
Wally.
This is a broom closet.
Wally.
We're engaged.
Well, disengage and report back to your stations. I must be down the corridor to the left. I've got to stop talking to myself. But where's Lieutenant Ubangi? Chaplain?
Is it all
here? Yeah! Oh, that mask, you scared me. I thought this was the chapel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle. Since there's only one chapel on the Starship Intercourse, I've become very adept at a number of different religious services. I'm afraid I get quite immersed in my role. Oops, there, I've spattered blood all over your tights. Don't worry, it's only pig blood. It comes off with a little lemon and salt. You know, it's really wonderful to be a chaplain in outer space. Space is so wonderful, so vast, so infinite, so religious. I was just thinking the other day, when I was doing the terribly complicated flip-ziggy service
what
for the worshippers from Zircon's
Fire.
Oh, which reminds me, Captain. There is a matter of extreme importance of which I must speak to you. It is a matter of the psychic morale of the ship.
Who?
Many of the enlisted men, how do you Americans say it, the little people, are undergoing a great deal of strain. Rampants are rumored about the ship. Some of the men are saying that the dietitian is putting saltpeter in the food supplement tablets. Then, there is the problem of beaming down. The enlisted men feel that it is not fair that only the officers get to leave the ship. They are, as they put it, going stir-crazy. A quaint term, don't you agree? Why, even just a moment ago, during the religious service, I overheard a rumor to the effect the ship is over 125 billion miles off course.
It is?
It is. Isn't that wonderful? Space is so vast. There are so many possibilities.
Chaplain, this is an emergency. I must speak with Lieutenant Ubangi.
Oh, dear. She seems to have left.
Oh, God.
Why, I'll bet she's back in the control room right now. You know, if you keep calm instead of turning purple like that, all your problems would solve themselves.
Captain?
What is it, Smock?
We've located Lieutenant Ubangi. She's locked in the woman's room on level 4.
Oh, no.
We've sent a janitor over there with a skeleton key. We should have her out any moment.
But this is an emergency. Can't you do anything faster? Can't you blast her out?
But the woman's room on level 4 is only 3x3. We wouldn't want to reduce her to atoms. That would be illogical.
Listen, Smock, we must act quickly. The ship is already 125 billion miles off course.
140 billion miles off course.
Well, we must do something quickly anyway. Say, can't you operate the computers yourself?
Of course I can operate the computers. I am a Vulgarian.
Well, why didn't you?
You didn't ask me. After all, I'm only the squire. You're the knight. You didn't order me, Captain.
Listen, pixie ears. Get on that computer!
Deposit 10 more cents for another 5 or 3 minutes. Whoopee!
I've really got to have that operator replaced. Excuse me, Chaplain. I must return to the bridge.
Yahweh watch over you. Muhammad be with you. Amgawa guide your arrow. May Vishnu be within you. May Christ be above you. And may Umbli above the 7 moons light your way.
If only I can get up to the main control room in time. Well, Smock, how's the computer doing?
I'm programming it now. Something seems to be wrong. Listen to this.
Yeah?
Maybe if I do this.
The lights have gone out! Take your hands away from your eyes, Lieutenant Hunky. All right, damage control, give me an estimate on the damage.
Well, Captain, it's easily $27 million worth of damage.
Oh, $27 million worth of damage?
Well, actually, it's only one tube that costs 15 cents. But the service charge is enormous since we're so many light years away from the service area. That is, providing they can find us anyway, seeing as we're 200 billion miles off course.
What's going on here?
Lieutenant Ubangi, if you leave the control room again without telling me, I'll...
If that's the way you feel about it, I'll quit.
No. I don't feel that way. No. Here, have a seat. Make yourself comfy. You look nice this afternoon, evening, morning, whatever it is. So hard to tell on shipboard. When did I sleep last, anyhow?
Why are you pinching your eyes together like that, Captain Honey?
Can you fix the computer, please?
Well, of course, I'll just stick this little old bobby pin in here.
Oh, thank God. Stand by for change of course. Engineering! Oh, no!
Quiet, everybody. It's the captain.
Put your clothes on, Limey.
It's all right. The viewer's not turned on.
Stand by for new coordinates.
What's he talking about?
I'm so high.
Limey, you're demoted.
Oh, well, then you'll have to get someone else, won't you?
Huh? No, you're not demoted. You're advanced. Just get us back on course. What's that sound on the elevator? What are you people doing here? You aren't allowed on the bridge. You aren't even officers.
Stick it up your asteroid, Captain Quirk.
Mutiny, mutiny. Freedom now.
Tired of trying to string beads in free fall.
Me too. In your nebula. Take him down to the beam room. Let's get him off the ship.
Lieutenant Smiso, Matzo, Hunky, get these people out of here.
Take over.
Smock. He's unconscious.
Take him to the beam room.
Now, Captain, we're going to beam you down to one of the large asteroids in the Phenomene Cluster. We'll, of course, inform a space trawler of your coordinates, but since we're a quarter of a trillion miles off course, God knows when he'll find you.
You can't do this.
Stardate 3.14285. The heck with it. This is Laundry Assistant Third Class Maggie McApron. We've taken over. The ship is ours. We're setting out for the planet Euphoria. We're going to get off this blasted thing and have some fun. Whoopee! Euphoria! Fingers on my thimbles, make a noise. Rooty-tooty-tooty, all the boys.
Ta-da! The worst Star Trek jokes. bad. The first one is, which side of a tribble has the most hair?
That's awful. That's a terrible joke. Which side?
Yeah, outside. The Vulcans say, live long and prosper. What do the Klingons say?
I don't know what, but I know it's awful.
Live long and prosper.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Go away.
Why is the Enterprise like toilet paper?
I've heard it already. Don't tell me that. I've heard it already.
Oh.
What's the answer?
Because it circles your anus to wipe out Klingons. Oh no, I know one that's worse.
I don't want to hear it. What is it?
What's the difference between a Vulcan and a revolving door?
Oh no, I've heard that one. It is the worst. Go away. Don't tell it. Go away.
Going to tell the answer.
No. I'll stop the record. Make him stop.
The difference between a Vulcan and a revolving door is that a...
From 66 to 69, there was a show about the Starship Enterprises we all know. With funny ears and beetle boots and phaser guns that we could shoot, but Trek got canned cause the ratings were so low. Letters from the fans didn't get the show's fourth season on. The Star Trek crew, now unemployed, made cash as sapphire cons. When the ranks of Trekkies grew and grew, we noticed that some fans do too, cause they nibble just like tribbles while they're watching Trek reruns. The fans all got together for a new writing campaign to get a TV movie made, but not with an Xbox brain. The network told them,
go to hell!
But then found Star Trek toys sold well, but there's no market in sci-fi films today.
Just then, when things seemed darkest, there was a lightsaber.
The highest grossing movie in the world is called Star Wars. They read through the old Star Trek scripts, then wrote one that's a bore. Star Trek the motion picture's trash, but it should make a lot of cash. The crew will wear pajamas and we'll make one of them ball.
It's making money! Quick, let's make a sequel!
Well, we have this other old script called, what is it?
Space Seed?
Yeah, Ricardo Montalban just happens to be on the back by doing a Cordova commercial.
Implant.
So you know what that means, don't you? What?
Star Trek 2! They'll kill off Khan and kill off Spock and make them cry, you'll see. We'll sell them Star Trek handkerchiefs and then make Star Trek 3. Kirk has a wife and has a son. We'll sell them dolls of everyone. Genesis is a bomb that's lots of fun. Unlike Star Trek 1.
Shut up!
Hey, wait a minute. Looky here, there's money to be made. On model kits and other shit like gum cards they can trade. They'll wonder if Spock's dead, you see. We'll sell the rights to pay TV. And with the money, we'll make Star Trek 3.
Great, just great. Now Nimoy won't come back.
Right, and tell him he can direct it.
But he's dead, Jim.
As a director, too, but don't worry. People will come just to see if Spock lives, bless his little pointy ears.
Star Trek 3! With Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock and Doc McCoy. With Scotty, Chekov, Uhura, and Sulu, too. And Savick's gonna join the crew, but not the one from Star Trek 2. And Major, who is Roddenberry's wife. It took a while, but Paramount has now turned face with indie films and Trek films about outer space. Tech 4 will make their wallets fat with Trek time trips and Savix Brat. An anniversary gift for all the fans.
Captain's log. Stardate 2476.5. There's no one here. Spock, Bones, Scotty, they're all gone. I've been left alone. There is, however, an annoying beep that is pursuing me. I don't know when it will come next. Wait for the beep.
Captain's log, Stardate 2783-94, mark 2433-26. With each rerun, the stardates get longer, and nobody knows why, and the one scene I left out that I always like is, on Star Trek, there's always a scene like this, when they don't beam down to a planet, you have a scene, well, it's another dull, routine, boring mission in space, and Captain, there is an alien marker buoy only 4 parsecs off our course. Mr. Sulu, prepare to divert course and destroy the marker buoy. Jim! Damn it, Bones! What's the mission of this vessel? To seek out and contact alien life and interfere with the normal development of their culture. If I had to destroy a few alien marker buoys, I'm willing to take that risk.
Enterprise, that marker buoy was Hanar's senior project.
Captain's log, 3027-83. The Enterprise is in standard orbit around Gamma Hydra 4. Okay, first of all, they're always in standard orbit, right? Whatever that is. Just once, I'd like to see this. Approaching Delta Epsilon 9. Standard orbit? No, Mr. Sulu, lay in the weirdest bizarre orbit you can imagine. Sort of a parabolic cross with a turn. One that comes dangerously close to the planet and so far away we can't even scan it. Spock! How many ways are there to be killed on this planet? Approximately 5, Captain. Very good, Mr. Spock. You, myself, and 5 security guards will beam down. What? Washburn, you and your men beam down. We'll, be along in a minute. What do you think, Spock? Should be safe now. Okay, so they all beam down. They get down there, and the first thing that happens, of course, is these incredibly primitive natives jump out from behind the rocks wearing furs, carrying laser guns, you know? It's like, we're dumb natives, and we have to destroy it with our computer god that was left here by the old ones. The old ones. It's always the something ones. The blue ones left us here. The tall ones taught us how to use sticks to kill people. The dull ones left us here. We fell asleep while they were explaining the machinery, and we've been that way for 6 millennia. You woke us up, Captain, so your ship must be destroyed in 2 hours, Captain! And the dumb thing we can do that! What was that, Scotty? Scotty, you gotta try. I'll call you back in an hour. Okay, Kirk, immediately, doles out the responsibilities. Spock, here's 6 communicators that have been blown up. Put one together that works. I'm gonna go seduce the High Priestess. Which would you rather be? And McCoy, of course, has nothing to do. Well, that's not true. He has 2 things to do in each episode, and we saw one of them. The similar scene. Washburn, give me all your expensive equipment. Go into that dark cave with strange energy reading. He comes out in pieces, and McCoy's there. He's dead, Jim. No kidding. He gets hit by a lightning bolt. He's dead, Jim. Uh-oh, I'm so glad we brought him along. And of course, the other thing is he pointed out, he always at some point is like, Bones, it's time for my physical. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a physician. I'm a doctor, not a... Fill in the blank, right? I'm a doctor, not a floor wax. Hey, hold on a minute. New Dr. McCoy's a doctor and a floor wax. He's dead, Jim. But look at that shine. So anyway, they try to work this out, and it never works. Kirk somehow screws it up, so Spock has to come in and out with the computer. Totally alien technology. Spock walks in. Spock, can you do anything? Well, actually, Captain, it's very similar to a Commodore VIC-20. They got it. What a hip crowd. But then he can't turn it off, so they call him. Well, Scotty, Captain, we hooked in every system in the ship, including the artificial gravity, into the warp drive, and we couldn't break free. So now we're just floating around waiting to be destroyed. I don't even know how I'm talking to you. So, and then, depending on which season it was, they would have 3 different ways out, right? The first season, it always turned out that it was all some test by incredibly powerful super beings. And he beamed down, oh, there's hope for you yet. We're not going to destroy you. Ping. I believe in fairies, sure. And then the second season, it was always Captain Kirk on the planet with dangerous explosives and a last-minute beam-up. What instrument on the Enterprise isn't working? The transporter, of course. Dun, 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 dun. 5, 4. Transporter's out. 3, 2. Now, detonate and energize. No, energize. Cross-circuiting. And then shockwave. Yeah, and a bridge. We got them through. What a surprise, right? And the third, because the first season, they were just developing his character. They added a few things. Third season, they said, he's a Vulcan. He can only save them, no matter what. It's like, 400 lives. I should have been aware. It's all my... Wait. Spock, don't Vulcans have the ability to transport through time, levitate their bodies, and juggle with one hand tied behind their back, blindfolded? Yes, Jim, but it requires immense concentration. You got to try! Very well, Captain, I'll try. Oh, I did it. It wasn't so hard after all, was it? Did anybody, just one last thing I wanted to do. Did anybody have a favorite episode, by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Well, name it, for God. Okay, forget it. That's not mine. My favorite one, which is similar to that, is the Changeling, the one with Nomad, which was, for those of you that don't know, this cylindrical robot thing with superpowers that would, like, destroy anything that wasn't perfect. And the way they get it to destroy itself is they make a mistake, and so it has to destroy itself because it's not perfect. And I always thought it would be great if they caught it on something really tiny and insignificant. So, I am Nomad. I am perfect. You must be eliminated. I am Monad. Nomad, I am Nomad. Wait a minute! You mispronounced your name. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I was joking. How's the Spock unit? Wait a minute. I am Nomad. I am Prefect. Perfect. Wait a minute. You made a mistake. You did not realize that you made a mistake. You did not realize that you did not realize. It's a recursive function. You've already made an infinite number of errors. Execute your prime function. Very well. No, wait! Beam him out. Yeah, we did all. Warp factor one. The other thing about Spock that I always liked was not only could he do all this stuff, he knew the most obscure stuff. I mean, it would have been great on Jeopardy, am I right? The answer is 4.5. Ping! Yes, Mr. Spock. What is the lifespan of a Denebian slime devil? That's right, okay. In fact, I would like to see a Jeopardy episode with Mr. Spock, the HAL 9000 computer from 2001, and Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. The answer is 41. Yes, Mr. Spock. What is the wingspan on a Klingon warship? That's right, okay. And then they get to Final Jeopardy, and it's like... Better yet, the final question. Terrible accident by a computer that caused the death of all the people on the Discovery. Yes, Mr. Spock. What is the HAL 9000? That's right.
Excuse me.
Yes, Hal.
I don't believe that was the correct answer.
Well, I'm afraid it was.
A HAL 9000 is never wrong.
Well, you were this time.
I'll disconnect your life support.
We'll be back right after this. They always do that on Johnny Carson if he has a guest as he's not. You go, we'll be back. And they put the ejector seat. The guy's gone. So they come back. Well, HAL's been disconnected now in Final Jeopardy. It's just Spock and Obi-Wan Kenobi. And the answer is 42. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, they come back. Okay, what are that, Mr. Spock? What is 6 times 7? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the answer we're looking for. You lose. Angry, Mr. Spock? Angry? No, there's no anger, Captain. That's an emotion. Fine, we'll replace that later. Listen. Okay, let's see what Obi-Wan Kenobi has. How many years must I wait in this desert? No, I'm sorry. The judges say we can't accept that answer.
You can accept that answer.
We can accept that answer!
I just won the game.
You just won the game! Here's what you want.